everyone, and welcome to Risk in Business, the Advent Iron podcast. This is a very special one, this edition, because I'm joined by Liz Lloyd, and we're going to be talking about women in security, not just the awards, but about the whole shooting match. And it's grown into this amazing thing, but I'm not going to be really boring and take over and talk about it all. I'm going to get Liz to do it because she's basically much more interesting than me on the topic anyway. So, Liz, do you want to introduce yourself to everyone?
Hi, I'm Liz Lloyd. I am the I work for Professional Security Magazine, where I organise the Security 20 Roadshows and the Women in Security Awards.
So we've just had the Women in Security Awards, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yeah,
it's always such an epic night. I've always thoroughly enjoyed it. I've been to a few, lucky enough to win at one, which was just, I think, probably the most amazing night of my career.
Absolutely.
But how did the last one go? Tell us about the last one. How was that?
I must admit, every year it just gets bigger and better. This last year was just incredible. I think a lot of it is to do with the growth of the women in security community, which we'll obviously talk about in a bit. But it's just incredibly uplifting. This year we introduced a new award, which is the Judges Award, which we have 10 judges who are the chairs and CEOs of the leading industry bodies. We asked them this year to each submit a nomination for the woman that they would like to receive the Judges Award, which we have called the Baroness Ruth Hennig Award, in memory of Ruth, who passed away in February, who was very involved with these awards right from their inception. So we have asked each of these judges to submit a lady who they think has just done amazing things in the industry. And the winner this year was Linda Moore, who is, she's been in the industry for over 40 years. She does incredible things with Frontline. She has created the ACS Pacesetters Awards, which are the Officer of Distinction Awards. They are the most uplifting and incredible awards I've ever been to. I defy anyone to sit in that room and not be reduced to tears when you hear about the incredible things that these people have done. So this year she received the first Baroness Ruth Hennig Award, which was so special.
It sounds really appropriate that she should be the first one.
It was just Perfect. We couldn't, when the nominations started coming through from the judges, and it was just Linda, you know, it's just amazing. But yeah, this year, just incredible. And there was a real sort of sense of sisterhood in the room, because these women are now connected for years. They've just been separate in their different streams within the same sector, but just working in different fields. Their paths rarely cross in some respects. So this time they all came together and were, you know, a lot of these ladies have never met each other before, but they've been speaking to each other for months. Yeah. And it was lovely. It was just a really, really lovely evening.
Fantastic. I think one of the most interesting and extraordinary developments has been the community. Largely the WhatsApp community, which is just this incredible collection of women. Do you want to speak a little bit about that? I mean, I'm a member of it. I love it. I really enjoy it. You can use it for, you know, moments of support. You can use it for advice. You know, there's all manner of different chat boards in there talking about so many different things.
It's just grown its own legs, really. I mean, this all stemmed from 2023, August in 23. Debbie Carter, bless her, well known to all of us, had tried to get some ladies into golf, desperately wanted to get some ladies into golf, because all of the industry events that take place are just blokes by default. You know, not a lot of women play golf anyway. Mm-hmm. And in an industry which is very male heavy, you know, it was a real struggle, and she was just getting a bit fed up of being the only woman that would ever turn up at these events. So she tried to rally a few of us to start taking up golf, which we did. We did a golf event in 23, which you were part of. And it was so much fun. And as a result,
it was amazing. I didn't realize how awful I could possibly be at a sport until I tried that. I surpassed even my greatest.
But do you know what? It doesn't matter. It's still just
no.
Fun,
it was such
it?
Fun. I didn't so care. Fun. It was just
so off
it
the
was
back
just
of
amazing.
That, we'd created this WhatsApp group, which was just a kind of communication field for all of us to chat about golf and stuff. And then obviously off the back of the golf event was the Women in Security Awards in 23. So another chat group started about the awards, and that very heavily became more and more people joining it that weren't part of the Women in Security Awards, but just wanted to be part of the chat group. And before we knew it, suddenly there was another chat group that had started about jobs, you know, anybody have any jobs, you know, I'm looking for a job, does anyone have any suggestions, that kind of thing. And then our whizzy tech lady Emma Harris said, we can bring all of this under one roof, brought us all into this community, created a community, and we've now got, I think it's at least 10 chat groups. And we've got one which covers women's health, which to be honest with you is an absolutely remarkable resource. Especially for people that are HR backgrounds that would need some help or some support with anything from maternity to menopause to, you know, all the stuff that affects ladies, basically.
And the women are so supportive. I mean, I've
incredible.
And I've been in that particular board as well, that, you know, women that are just sort of approaching perimenopause or in perimenopause, and you know, just getting such incredible support and advice and things.
Advice, like,
you know, the doctor doesn't tell you all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And people are talking about their personal journeys. So, and there's nothing more brilliant than somebody being able to tell you what they've been through and their experiences. You know, that's learned experience, isn't it? So those chat groups now, you know, there's one of the ladies set up a neurodiverse group, which is for those that are, you know, either are directly affected or have family members or friends who are affected by neurodiversity. Apparently that I'm not part of that group, but that group is incredibly supportive.
It's astonishing, actually. It's astonishing because of the wide range of things that are covered in there, and also for those who are either on a journey to a diagnosis or don't necessarily want a diagnosis, they kind of know, and they just want to be able to talk to other women who are, you know, in that situation, or, you know, I'm struggling with this at the moment, and three or four people will pop up and go, you know, don't worry, you know, we're here for you, and this is my experience, it might help you. I tried this, it might help you. You know, just the selflessness and sense of community in there is just
incredible.
And we have grown. That community has grown. It's quite big now. But there's always
it's amazing. And we've set up as well, which breaks my heart that we've had to, but there's a violence and against women and girls support group, because it's affected some of our members. You know, they've had to look for advice. You know, we've got, in part of our group, we've got solicitors' advice. You know, we've got some incredible solicitors that are part of our group that are able to offer advice and support.
Yeah.
We've got welfare and benefits, you know, the mortgage advisors and things like that. These incredible support, which have all been brought into this community, and it's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And it just keeps growing and growing, and it's wonderful to be part of it. And that all came about from a game of golf. So
it's incredible, isn't it? And you get a bunch of women together, you know, anything is possible, isn't it?
We can rule the world.
You don't know what's going to happen next, but that's the most
absolutely.
But it's going to be great. And I think one of the things I like most about it is the kind of lack of side eye that goes on that you sometimes find in other areas, that
there's no ego, there's
no
it's just all about support. It's incredible
support, incredible. And having a laugh as well, because there's
the naughty chat group, I forgot about that one.
Thank you, space for a laugh as well. Oh boy. Yeah. Some fun has been had in there. I mainly just watch. Yeah. Oh my God, she didn't say that. Yes, she did.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just great. It's great. And it's a safe space. We really do stress the fact that it's a safe space. Yeah. And it's, Chatham House rules. So it just doesn't get shared beyond the group. And it's brilliant. It's really, really good. But and the next big thing, which obviously we're going to talk about next, is the mentoring that's being put together. The support group there, which is being spearheaded by the incredible Ruth Ripley. Wow.
Powerhouse. Yes.
The powerhouse. So she's pulling together an incredible team of women that can offer mentoring, because that was one of the things that came out of the formation of the academy was we've got this new generation or women that are new to the industry that are desperate to be mentored. And there are women like Linda Moore, who have been in the industry forever, who have got the most incredible experience that will be able to support and help these women and nurture them to take the baton forward. So
one of the things about mentoring that always strikes me as well, I mean, I've volunteered to do some mentoring as well. If I can be of use to anybody, then I will be. But one of the things that strikes me is that, you're doing a particular role. There may be other roles within security that you're particularly interested in, or skills that you want to learn to augment what it is that you're doing. It's not necessarily about just this is what I'm always going to do. This is the channel that I'm in. You might want to hop into other areas and develop other skills, complementary skills. And one of the things that I've always found about security is the interest in things like communication. Mm-hmm. And so whether that's corporate communication or, interdepartmental communication or whatever it might be, the skills that are considered soft skills are actually really important in growing your career, in growing your capability, and having access to people who have maybe worked in that area. Great, career enhancing stuff. Or if you want to change direction slightly, there's going to be women there that can help you, maybe move into your next role, maybe move into your next skill set.
Absolutely.
And I think that the more women who volunteer themselves to help with this, so we end up with the broadest skill set of mentoring capability, the better, really. So
absolutely.
I think that this is, for me, one of the most exciting things that's come out. Definitely, I agree with you, Liz, is this access, like formal access to people within a structure to say, I want some help with this, I'm thinking about that, I'm exploring the possibilities of, a different kind of role, or maybe a different kind of security. Maybe want to move into cyber,
absolutely,
move into protection, want to move in, whatever, that kind of thing. So
we have a lot of frontline officers that are part of the group, and they want to look at moving into more managerial roles, so it's sort of giving them the skills and the confidence to be able to apply for those roles. And and that's where the mentoring is so important, because it can just take them and elevate them to the next level, and help them grow and continue down their path. And what we so desperately need to do, which I must admit this week it broke my heart when I heard this, the level of women with SIA licenses is actually reduced. Which I'm devastated about, because I was really hoping that we were starting to make an impact and the number of women was increasing, but it hasn't. It's actually gone down. So if we can encourage more women in, and more women to show them that there is a career out of this, and there are options available, it's so important.
It'd be interesting to find out what those women are you know, what's behind those numbers?
Yeah. Really? You know,
have they moved out into more managerial roles? Have they shifted into something else? Have they left the industry altogether?
You know, yeah.
And if so, are we not replacing them at a fast enough speed?
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Outreach into schools and colleges, and you know,
which is another thing that's come up this week, actually, part of the group that we've been talking about, is how do we get to the next generation? How do we make security a career of choice for women? Because I think a lot of us actually fall into it by default. You know, it's maybe not necessarily something that school leavers are thinking, I really want to go into security. And we want to create that. We want to show them that there are these amazing options. So there are apprenticeships available. And maybe we just need to be cheerleading and sort of doing whatever we can to showcase this. And that's another question for us to tackle at some point. But
yeah, whole podcast there, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a need for the industry to stand back and look at itself a little bit and say, what about us is appealing that would make young people want to? Are we making ourselves, you know, the shiniest apple on the cart for young people?
Absolutely.
Start their careers? And if not, then how do we go about doing that? Because the competition for hearts and minds is only ever going to get tougher when you look at the sectors that you're up against. So it really needs a long, hard look at itself in terms of attracting new young talent, but definitely in terms of attracting women. It needs to be very sort of honest with itself.
Absolutely. That
future of the academy overall. So is that something you're happy to talk about, Liz? Or
yeah, sure, absolutely. All I right. mean the academy was Una Riley, who obviously is the legend that created the Women in Security Awards. Her dream was, after 10 years, that we would create an academy, a vehicle for all of these finalists and winners from the previous 10 years, and then going forward, that would come into a pool, and that was the sort of the talk of us doing the mentoring, and this would be an incredible pool of women that could share their experiences, could share their knowledge with the next generation. What became very apparent last year was that women that who haven't been finalists and winners just desperately wanted to be a part of this academy. So Una said, actually, do you know what? Let's open it up to everyone and let everyone have access to this vehicle. So this is kind of going hand in hand with what's happening on the community side of things. We have this incredible back catalogue, which is just increasing each year, obviously, as more women win and are finalists, of incredible women and incredible knowledge from every source, from technical through to management, business management, frontline, obviously, and we just want to tap into that. So the academy is just growing each year on year. We've had our next influx this year that have come through, and they're going to be there to be the mentors and the supporters of the sort of future of the industry. So it's the future's bright.
excellent. And you know, these are the women that we want driving the vision.
Absolutely.
But this is what we want: these women driving that vision, communicating it to other women, and sort of leading the way. So they're the kind of standard bearers and torch holders, aren't they?
They're
the ones that are going to push the vision out, and the rest of us are going to be, you know, sort of doing things like that outreach into schools and colleges. I've done a certain amount of it myself. On the cyber side, I've been invited to a few universities and colleges, which is always nice to do. It's, you know, it's lovely to meet young people. It's lovely to get out, really. But
get out and about.
That's right. Get out of my space here, and meet young people and hear about the things that they're interested in, and you know they'll blow your mind if you spend time with them, and you know finding ways to harness and direct that enthusiasm and incredible drive that they have. Just amazing. I love the opportunity to do that. I think that is something that is kind of missing overall in the industry is the structure. There is no structure in place to kind of enable that on a broad scale.
It's very difficult. Yeah. And I think the part of the problem is because there are so many facets, which we've obviously learned from the community, you know, so many different elements to the industry that all kind of make it work as one big machine. Mm-hmm. It how do you target it? That's the thing, isn't it? But I think we just need to make it visible. I think there's a lot to be said about you know, making it visible that there are women that do this, because I think it's kind of perceived as being an older male thing, you know, pale male and stale is usually what's banded around about the industry.
But if
women start seeing women and then they start thinking, well, actually they're doing it, so why shouldn't I? That's something that needs to be focused mm-hmm. on as well, that it becomes you know, somebody that looks like me is doing this job, so it's represented.
And I think particularly for young women as well, if we're talking about, you talked earlier about the number of SIA licenses, the number of women in general representation is not where it needs to be.
No.
You want the people who really want to work in that sector, who really want
to
be.
Absolutely. And it needs to be a place to thrive as well.
Place of opportunity. I was reading something this week, I think it was on LinkedIn, it was talking about the best time to apply for a role, and women tend to wait and look and think, I haven't got 100% of these skills that they're asking for, so I can't apply. And someone was saying that, you know, with men it works really differently. They'll say, well, this is a development opportunity then, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't
tick every box, but I think at least half.
I've got about 60%. Yeah. I've got about 60%, so I'm going to go for
it. And the rest of it, I can learn.
Exactly, because why not? Yeah. And that shows you as a potential employer that, you know, I have still got things to learn. You can still shape me. I can still mold into this role. Whereas women feel like if I don't fit this, then I shouldn't, you know. I'm not talking about all women, by the way. Don't get angry with me.
There's that really good
video. It's just a kind of feeling that the article writer had that said, it seems to me that this is what women do. They wait to be perfect.
Yeah. There's that video about fear of failure, and that women are taught, or young girls are taught to not fail, whereas mm-hmm. boys are taught to be fearless. And that's the key thing that hopefully is starting to change. But unfortunately, we've missed that one. You know, we've
needs to change faster. Planes faster, but, change faster.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, failure is an option sometimes. And actually, just give it a go. You know, and if it's not right,
I've tried all sorts of different things, Liz. I'm sure you have. I've tried all sorts of different things in my career, and I learned how to fail better. That's what I've learned how to fail better.
To take it on the chin. Absolutely.
Exactly. Failing well is really valuable. And
And that's how you learn. That's how you grow. Yeah.
If you can embrace that, learn how to fail better, then, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But don't be afraid of things. Just give it a go. Just give it a go. And come and talk to the Women in Security Group, because, you know, we'll... There's going to be somebody there. There will be somebody
Absolutely.
Yeah, the things that I want to see from the Academy is a structure for mentoring and a structure, or, you know, some thought leadership at least around going out to schools or colleges or to, you know, we're at the forefront of this. So let's think about it. Let's think about
how
do we think that we could do it? How do we think that we could do it? Have we got enough people involved in the academy, enough women that are involved in the academy to cover off a wide range of careers within security?
Yeah. The different facets. Just you know, exactly the different facets. So
then build a plan and approach some universities.
I know. I mean, we're incredibly lucky that we have just in the judges from the Women in Security Awards, three of them are currently women. Next year, we have another woman coming in who's Sue Jones. She's going to be the master of the Worshipful Company. And again, it's incredible, you know, to have all these judges that are on the Women in Security Awards that are part of the judging process. So yeah, it's there are so many possibilities. It's just grasping,
so
you know, when you feel it, they're just kind of beyond your fingertips, that kind of thing, and you're just trying to grab it. So
even just in this conversation, it feels like there's something
absolutely
tangible happening.
So my great collaborator is Sarah Cork. When Sarah and I get together, usually some magic happens. So International Women's Day, obviously afternoon tea. That was one of our little collaborations together, which is already planned for next year. By the way, going to be fabulous again. So we were talking again about how we could do this and how we can approach getting in at the sort of ground level. You know, she's been doing some stuff with the London Irish Foundation. Encouraging schoolgirls into as a potential security sector. So there are lots of things, conversations that are taking place, and I think we just need to all get together and just make it happen, really, just make it happen. So
build a strategy, build a plan, make it happen.
Yeah, and it's wonderful because a year ago, these conversations wouldn't have happened. You know, it's just as a result of this community building and, you know, coming together and these incredible women all starting to share ideas. And yeah, it's fabulous. It's really fabulous.
When you think about it, the these women have done it by themselves. They've done it without anything like this behind them.
Yeah.
These are motivated, self-starting, you know, dynamic, capable, adaptable women. And these are definitely the women that you want in your court if you're...
Absolutely.
I mean, you want to employ them, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
But they are also the women that you want encouraging and supporting and shaping the future of security too. They need to be a major part of that. So, you know, contributing to think tanks, contributing to, you know, policy making. It needs to be, that's where it really needs to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Liz, I can't thank you enough for joining me today. It's been brilliant as always.
I love getting together with you, Ellie.
Oh, we probably could have talked for about another 2 hours.
Easily. Yeah, we just need a gin and tonic in the mix.
Gin and tonic, that would have been it. Absolutely perfect. But it's been brilliant talking about the women in security community. I love being a part of it.
I'm so proud. So proud.
And gratitude to you for everything that you do for all of the women in security and all the work you do with the events as well. Just incredible. Probably one of the most loved people in security, without a doubt. So it's been an absolute privilege to have you here. Always great fun. So
brilliant.
Thanks very much, Liz.
No problem. And if anyone does want to be part of the community that aren't already part of it, if you drop me an email, my email is liz@professionalsecurity.co.uk, and then we can get you added in because I can't express enough how life-changing it is for people to be part of that community. It's made such an impact. So we obviously can't bring people in easily. We just have to hope that they find us. So do get in touch if you would like to become part of it, because we'd love to have you.
Excellent. Couldn't have said it better myself. So Thanks again, Liz. And thank you to everyone for watching and listening. We hope
that
you enjoyed it. Don't forget to get in touch with us if you want to join or if you've got any questions or, you know, there's a topic that you want us to cover. Please do get in touch. And thanks very much.
Thank you.